So I want to welcome all of you affectionately for our last program together. Of course, you are welcome to stay on in Goloka Dham, but I realize that most of you have made already their plans to move after this lecture forward. Maybe we can have a better star-lit sky. Is it possible to get the flickering out of? Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
A little louder, please.
Hare,
yes.
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
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 Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Rama.
One more time, everyone. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And one last time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe.
Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. There will be a shloka in the midst of the class, so for context, I will first start to give the subject matter of today, and then we will chant, and I have some surprises. The idea of this class has been described in your schedule. Starting the new year with spiritual strength, or going into the year with strength, and hopefully not fizzling out, you know, like the fire is strong in the beginning but wanes down. So there will be some suggestions how to keep the fire strong. But first let us collect our thoughts and offer our obeisances to the Lord. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Every one of us. Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Two times more. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. As we started our Sangha Mela this year, we spoke about the need to welcome change, and we had a model, you remember, the wise teacher of change, the lobster. Who could have thought of the lobster? We then introduced the concept of choosing Shreyas, that is the ultimate good, over these prayers or instant gratification items in our life, which bring pleasure in the beginning but regret in the afterwards. We also spoke yesterday about spiritual growth and what could help us. You remember the five? Yes, S's. Mm-hmm. And today we will end our series of lectures by talking about staying inspired. And also there may be times when we need to spark our fan. Oh no, what is it? Spark our inspiration, and then we need to fan the spark. Yes, this is the idea of today. Now, in the very beginning, I would like to make a very important observation. Perhaps it is for some of you a little wake-up call. At least it was for me when I discovered it. You know, when someone takes to spiritual life, he could do a mistake, which I see very prevalent in our movement, that is, we could slip into the thinking that only if I achieve the ultimate goal, I will be fulfilled and content and happy. Work hard now, enjoy later. You know, that is an attitude which you will find in this world. It's very, very prevalent. I work throughout the whole year very intensely so that I could then have the holidays at a very beautiful beach in Turkey, for instance. There are good beaches and so on, and I can really relax and drink fruit juices and so on. Much better attitude will be introduced today to you. But let us look at this concept. If I only think about the ultimate goal and do not feel inspiration and happiness in the process of going there, I defer or shift or push satisfaction, gratitude, and also devotion until the very end. It's a future milestone for me. However, if I put all these things in the future, my enthusiasm and inspiration will be drained, and along the way, I might at times lose my motivation. A much better approach is to consciously experience meaning and fulfillment during the process. Let me make this a little clear with a graph. Say you are here, where that marker is, right? At the beginning of your spiritual life, or let us say, way into your spiritual life, let us say the middle of your spiritual life, or even more advanced. And your goal is there, you see? That shreyas, that ultimate goal. In spiritual life, the actual gratification of fulfillment and gratitude and devotion is not obtained only when you get the goal. It lies here, where the actual satisfaction and gratitude lies. It's on the way, so to say. And here you find an illustration of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who said, the difference between Sanatana Dharma, the eternal Dharma of the soul, and mundane religions is that in Sanatana Dharma, or we can translate it as Krishna consciousness, the way is the goal. Have you understood this concept? The way is the goal. Therefore, we must take care that on the way, as I chant, for instance, do my sadhana, as I do the reading, I do it in such a way that I'm nourished, inspired, grateful, and I can say, Krishna, if you think I should take many more births in this world, I have no problem with this, because my path is already, I'm so already happy now. And how to do this, how to come there, we will hear some suggestions today. But have you understood this very important thing? It's a great mistake which is done often in ISKCON. No? It comes from the fruitive mentality. And I must say, Prabhupada, to motivate as Westerners needed to find a language. He would say things like "work now, samadhi later," no, and so on. He would also say, "What is the use of you being Americans?" He addressed his American disciples. "If you cannot distribute more books than anyone else, you are always first. Why not be first in book distribution?" These are motivational speeches for people who are on a certain level. Yes, when we do sadhana, we have not reached our perfection yet. So yes, there is truth in now the in the sadhana period, in the period of practice of spiritual life, there needs to be determination, there needs to be work, and later you will get the fruits of love of God. Yes, but if your sadhana, if your present spiritual life is just miserable, if you constantly whip yourself on the shoulder, like the early Christians would do, then this is not a good way to practice Krishna consciousness, because it's not sustainable. You understand the word sustainable? You can't maintain this. And we have lost many, many devotees in our ISKCON organization, because they try to work with the wrong model. And it after some time, they just couldn't take it any longer. Okay, where is the Russian whiskey? I can't do it any longer. Something like that, no? So a good way in which you can practice this, but I will be much more concrete, but for now is, celebrate small wins, like our Keshava Maharaj says. I don't look at what is missing, I look at what is already gained. You are already in the association of devotees. You had yesterday a wonderful New Year's festival, you know, with the darshan of Radha and Krishna in mirrors, you know. Wow, you are already blessed. Your life is full of hope, full of what you could do, inspirations, good association. You were able to travel to Goloka Dham. You had enough health to come here, and so on. Celebrate. Look at what you have instead of always pining. Pining means to crave, to long for what you don't have. Of course, there is, you know, you have to be really balanced in Krishna consciousness. There is a good place for longing, for yearning, for desiring, for praying, you know. There is a good place also for the Vipralamba Bhava. It is there. But please don't overlook the blessings that are there along the way. The small victories, the opportunities to say, "Thank you, my Lord. Thank you for having given me this day. Thank you." No? The second suggestion I would like to say is, something which I have felt very strongly needs to also be said: balance your life a little. Carve out some time for some activities that are just play or fun. And so on, because all work and no play will come to burnout. Dance more, laugh more, joke if necessary, you know, decent jokes, and so on. You find this suggestion in the Bhagavatam, where The Lord says the expert yogi means someone who wants to make contact with him in union, yoga means union, should be like the expert horseman who sometimes lets his horse run. I knew this. I had my horse Maximilian. There was a German emperor who was Maximilian, so I called him my horse Maximilian. He was brown. He was a halflinger. Peaceful, but he could run as swift as the wind. And he had a head of his own. I mean, a mind of his own. So I understood. Sometimes I had to let go of the reins. Ich musste die Zügel lockern, so that my poor Maximilian would not always go like this. It had to say, okay, Maximilian, I do what you want now. Run where you want. I'm with you. I try to stay on top of you, but don't run too fast. Sometimes he was so angry at me, he ran in the forest and he deliberately lowered his head, and then bang, I came against the branch and said, Maximilian, that's not fair. Yeah, I was happy with him, but I never ever subjugated him to my will. It didn't work, and most probably that was good, and he's thankful for that to the rest of his days. Yeah, so you need to deal with yourself like with Maximilian. Sometimes you need to sit with friends, eat nice tiramisu. That's an Italian sweet, for those who don't know. Lara Kripa knows the recipe. can laugh. The woman can talk how foolish the men are, you know, and talk amongst ladies, in other words, what the ladies talk in private discussions. I don't know if you talk like this, but I just speculate. So the man can go for a swim, and balance your life so that your will and your enthusiasm and your inner strengths will not suffer and burn out. No? These are two things. Celebrate small, be grateful, I'm sorry, and celebrate, and then balance your life. We have introduced or suggested a model based on ancient scriptures. It's the tree of life. You can find it on internet if you're interested. It is there, a model to balance one's life. Now, my dear devotees, I would like to chant a verse that will make all of us think. It's the verse for the new year. The verse says, let's first say what it is. If one's hairs, we have the English? If one's hairs do not stand on end, how can the heart melt? It talks about real experiences in Krishna consciousness. Melting of the heart, such experiences. If the heart does not melt, how can tears of love flow from the eyes? And if one does not cry in spiritual happiness, how can one render loving service to the Lord? And without such service, how can the consciousness ever be purified? This verse talks about taste in Krishna consciousness. Relishing Krishna consciousness, taking delight in Krishna consciousness, because that only melts the heart and brings about states of the Krishna conscious mood, it's a very much moved mood, where one cries under tears of happiness, or where one is happy and renders bhakti, service to Krishna. I saw yesterday a devotee who had such an experience. He sat with all of us and he was clearly moved. You could see that by the external symptoms. He was a little shy, or there was a little withdrawn perhaps. His face was like lit up with this certain type of happiness. It's not the let's grin happiness. It's something more deeper. It comes from a deeper place than the muscles. Just to be sure, I asked him, what is going on for you? And he saw I was serious. I was not, intruding or invading his privacy. I was just very inquisitive. And he said, I finally could make peace with my past and move forward in happiness and Krishna consciousness. No? This is necessary. Of course, we all come burdened with many burdens. I hear a lot of those burdens. Lead your spiritual life in such a way that you can contact the sources of spiritual inspirations. And for that, you might have to change something in your life. You might have to consciously create times and spaces where you can be alone with Krishna, so to say, no? Where you can be focused on Krishna. So let us chant this beautiful, inspiring verse. It's from those who like verses, 11th canto, 14th chapter, text 23. No? 11, 14, 23. One moment, I have to find the... Katam vinaro... Katam vinaro mahasham dravata cetasa vina vinandan no vinananda shrukalaya Shutyet Bhaktya Vinashaya. This was good for learning, but now let us do it a little better. Katam Vinaro Mahasham. Dravata Chetasa Vina. Vinananda Shrukalaya Shudyet Bhaktya Vinashaya. The verse says, I said now in different words, please don't show the English, the first English translation. My dear devotees, when the heart is filled with bhakti, it melts, and you do then your bhakti with some inner mood, and that only purifies your consciousness. These magical Krishna moments, like, did you notice when we sat and did the midnight aartik? No, this was a very magical atmosphere in the temple room. Did you notice? No, yes. Good. So, my dear devotees, when Krishna sees that you are taking pleasure in Krishna consciousness, and not that you are only struggling because maybe you have too many rounds, or maybe you do what you do in utter stress, or maybe you have just absolutely ruined relationships with devotees and so on. When you are in that under the cloud, this dark mood, Krishna wants the heart, your heart, to be a place where he can stay, you know, where he can be perform his lila. He doesn't push himself in the heart if you don't want. This is a little bit what I wanted to say. Now, how do we get there? It's easy to give lectures about what is good to be done. How do we get there? My dear devotees, I will now address you with something important. It was in London, I was able to spend a few hours with a small circle of devotees, and I looked at them, and they looked at me, of course. And because it was a smaller circle of devotees, it was easy to somehow try to emphasize with their lives, you know, feel what they feel and so on. And I had taken notes what I want to say, but I decided spontaneously to change, because they needed to hear something that would make a difference in their lives. See, the difference between Krishna consciousness and all and religions, for instance, or self-development. Yeah, self-development also goes in this direction. It may not reach so far, but it's clear to those who think in this way. But the big difference between Krishna consciousness and, say, Christianity or Islam or Hinduism is that in a religion you want to belong, you want to have someone or something to explain how to look the world. You want to feel the energy of a group. Therefore, religions often create a false ego. We are better than everyone else. You find that in Christianity, that they do missions all over the world, they have missionary work all over the world to bring them to the only religion that is there, Christianity. The history is full of violence of Christian, which started from this Christian missionary spirit. Because they want to belong, they want to increase their group. Spiritual life has an entire different agenda. It's all about transforming our consciousness, our heart. It's all about that. When that happens, your spiritual life is successful. If it doesn't happen, you have wasted your time. So in spiritual life, no? You may be a religious Hare Krishna because you're still in the group. And you have the external dress of the group. You have even tilak and so on. But inside, you're really the same person as your neighbor on road 54, you know. Hare Krishna. So, you need, therefore, I told my audience, to create space in your life where you can touch Krishna, where you can touch the eternal, where you can touch the living spirit, and so on. You need to become, and they all looked at what, a morning monk. What? A morning monk? I had to explain. Some of us have a lifestyle where the morning is, I mean, they are happy if they can take a shower before they start their work day. You know, it's very, because the evening is the only time when they can relax and so on. That's how the Western civilization is arranged, no? Evening is relaxation, entertainment time. And then you cannot race in the morning regularly. But you, my point was, you need to carve out. It's work. You need to carve out some space in your life or some time where you can be absolutely focused on Krishna. I like this term morning monk, which I took from a godbrother of mine, Mahatma Prabhu, because we are not all the time monks throughout the day. Some of you have to work. Some of you are quarreling in the day, some are, you know, but at least slip into the shoes of the morning, of the monk for some time. That is the person who ideally spends his time with Krishna. Make some time, carve it out, safeguard your time from all distractions. No, I cannot take now this mobile telephone call. I cannot take this now. No, at the moment I cannot see anyone. It's my monk time now, my monk challenge time. How, if you don't do this, do you think you will become Krishna conscious? It will be an impossible hope for you. Because to become Krishna conscious, if you are not yet Krishna consciousness, you need to engage in those practices which are spiritual and that can bring a spark into you and light you. Otherwise, you are always unsparked and unlighted. Unenlightened, we say in English. You need to bring this from outside, and for that we have the Abhideya Tattva, the knowledge about the spiritual practices that bring there. Our life will be hopeless and our good intentions will never reach fulfillment if we don't understand this point where we carve and safeguard, carve out and safeguard some time with Krishna. Oh, what do you think? Something to think about, no? Good, you can't do it in the morning. Good, you are not a morning person. There are some, you know, it has to do with biorhythm and these things. Okay, we understand. Then are you a noon monk? Oh, a noon I have to eat and then I need a gentleman's rest afterwards. Okay, you are not a morning monk, you are not a noon monk. Then are you perhaps an afternoon monk? No, Maharaji, afternoon, difficult. Okay, you're not a morning monk, you're not a noon monk, you're not an afternoon monk. Are you an evening monk? Evening, I have to complete my Netflix series. Okay. You're not an evening monk. Be at least a nighttime monk. Short. Because you need to sleep. I understand. But perhaps there is time when you wake up. You know, old people like me wake up always in the night. Then sit down and touch the eternal. You are wasting your human form of life if you are not carving out time. Yes, you may be a Hare Krishna. You're wasting your time in this movement. Yes, you may have the first initiation. If you're not carving out time for Krishna, you're wasting your first initiation. You are second initiated. You are guru. You are sannyasi. You're wasting your time if you're not having that time with Krishna. Oh. Only if you're God, then you don't need this. This is something not possible. What is the one thing I would like to give you for this time? Getting important, more important. Now we are the most important. Sorry. There's some medical reason I need to do this. So, my dear devotees, I will talk now very personally to you. Perhaps you know already, and I'm boring you, but in my own life, after 20 or 25 years, I felt frustrated because my heart had really remained the same, and I wanted to leave the Krishna conscious movement because it didn't work for me. But because I had such deep affection, gratitude and appreciation for my spiritual master, I just couldn't do so. I could not stay, and I could not go. I was in a fix. And during that time, I prayed like I had never prayed before in this life, and never prayed afterwards like this. I was really on fire. And my prayer was, please show me the one thing in Krishna consciousness that can make the change, that can transform my heart. And during this period, I discovered the holy name. It was a long journey, and I could write two books about it. I really went here, there. I studied psychology. I'm a little different, so I need a lot of arguments before I change my mind. And just recently, I stumbled about a lecture which Prabhupada gave, where I feel he gives that one thing. It was in 68, where Prabhupada spoke to the devotees he had initiated. He said, serious mode. As soon as you chant Hare Krishna, that means Krishna is dancing on your tongue. You should be very careful. As you offer so much respect to your spiritual master, as soon as he is present, so if Krishna is present on your tongue, how much more careful should you be? You should always know that Krishna is there. Krishna is present when you chant, but are you present? And if you are not present, where are you? Most of the time we are in our wandering thoughts. This means we give our mind preference over Krishna. Our wandering thoughts, we give more attention than Krishna in his holy name. Now, if one chants like this, one can never benefit. In Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur states, if one chants the holy names of the Lord, but his attention is elsewhere, how can he benefit? Often, and he continues, even if such a person chants 100,000 holy names of the Lord, still, a drop of the mellows of ecstatic love of Baba will not be attained, not even a drop. He wastes his time. No? You can chant many, many lifetimes like this, but it will not benefit you in the real way. It's often that we don't realize that the chanting with inattention is perhaps our serious and most grave problem. This is the main reason why we stay stuck and we can't move forward. Why can we not realize that chanting with inattention is our worstest enemy? Why can't we see that chanting with attention is having association with Krishna? It is because we think the success of our chanting is somewhere else. We think if we chant 16 rounds, the prescribed number that is required to take initiation and belonging to our movement, we look there. It's we want to fulfill our rounds. Okay. So late. Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Rama, 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 Rama. Oh, it doesn't move forward. My counting beats. Nothing is happening. My dear devotees, if I have lost my glasses or spectacles here, but I keep looking there, I will never find them. Is this clear? If I look at the wrong place, that is numbers, meritorious religions performance. Anyways, when you have studied all this, you will find out what it means. Numbers, Leistungen, what is achievements? I will never find love. I will never find what I look for, you know, bhakti, devotion. It's not there. To think devotion will come out of a mechanic process of Krishna consciousness is as foolish as to think a donkey will give birth to a peacock. Doesn't happen. My new slogan, you know. So let me not look there for my glasses. They are here. Let me look for numbers. Let me look for chanting with attention. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, even if one is successful to give up all the offenses in chanting but remains inattentive, he can never develop attachment for chanting. Therefore, Prabhupada so often said, concentrate fully on the sound, vibration of the mantra, pronouncing each name distinctively. Okay, let's make a practice out of this. Sit down. So you're already sitting down, but sit straight, please. Close your eyes and now try to be present. We will chant one time together with each syllable of the holy name. Okay? I will do it one time alone and then we will do it together. Once again, one time I will do it alone to give the idea, and then we chant together three times the mantra. We will chant slowly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Each syllable I'm chanting and I'm focusing my mind at Krishna. Madan Mohan, I'm there. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Three times. Say, well, this worked to some extent here when we did it all together, but when I'm at home in the 20 unread WhatsApp messages are there pushing on my consciousness. No, it is not difficult. No, it is not impossible. If you can make a shift, just like we cannot find the spectacles which are here on your right side, if I look on your left side, no, not possible. So you cannot enter the chanting if you think it is a mechanical process of fulfilling a number. If you think it's a meditational process, like your yoga exercises, which you where you do 10 sun salutations and then you do this and that and the other thing. It is about a relationship. A relationship where you become naturally absorbed in Krishna. The shift we all, including myself, of course, need to make is from now I'm struggling with my sadhana to now I am with Krishna. Once again, shift of consciousness. Necessary, because if you look at the wrong place, you will never find what you look for. If you look at it, it's just completing your rounds, you know, belonging to the group. When your guru looks at you, are you chanting 16 rounds every day? I don't think so. That you can say, oh, Guru Maharaj, I'm chanting. See my video here, how I'm chanting. No. It's about now I am together with Krishna. Prabhupada said, what did he say here? You should always know that Krishna is there. So my recommendation to you, which I have given at the last Holy Name retreats also in Radhadesh and I think in Radhadesh, yes, that was the only one. Be present and know I am there. No? Be present and know I, Krishna, am there. This will naturally spark you and keep you burning strongly. Because we all know from our human psychology, when we do something and a person whom we really care about, whom we really love, comes in our room, we go, chup, oops, oh my God, this looks like a mess. I have to put this here and half drunk and you know, and so on. This is natural because we crave for it to give that person pleasure and so on and so forth. No, isn't it? When a very dear person comes, first I think you spend a whole month to put some order in your apartment, or at least a day, you know. So that is what you do here. Krishna is there, he is the holy name, and you just must be present to this. Be present and know that I am, is it here or there? Yeah, be present and know that I am here. That is all. This, if you do this again and again and again and again, you will come to the stage where you feel Krishna's presence. 100%. Because our Lord is a reciprocal God. He will respond to you. How do you like, by the way, this photo?
Oh my
gosh. Yeah. This is... this is my photo. Krishna. Summary and takeaway. Sorry, let us go. Govinda was just photographing and he should not suffer pangs of separation. Good. Sorry? There are three lessons for 2026, which I would like to give with you on your way. You will have other points, and please look for other points. But my three lessons are here. The first is, oops, I need to find my other glasses. This is for reading. These are the darshan glasses for long distance. Choose Shreyas over prayers. The lesson of the lobster. Remember the lobster? It would have been so comfortable for him to stay in his old shell and not go into this cave and shed its old shell. You know. Perhaps the lobsters, I don't think they think like me, but sometimes we would be feel so comfortable in our old place, which is really, it's too narrow. We know it, we feel it. Other people tell us, this is not who you are any longer, and so on. So then choose Shreyas. What is ultimately good? The lobster goes into the cave, sheds his skin or shell and becomes very vulnerable for some time and then grows into the next phase. Second, I will leave this on and you can, so that you can take in peace if you want to notes. Or I see many of you are writing, so don't be in stress. Listen first and then write. It will be there afterwards, you know, for you, for free. Second, practice spiritual growth by applying the 5S. Now I'm curious to know if you remember. What was the first S? Svadhyaya, meaning study. Second, spiritual practice. Third, seva. I would say sangha, because in association you become inspired and then you can do inspired service. Fourth, seva. And the fifth, sadachar, that is proper behavior. Yes. And the third lesson, become a seeker of blessings. When we chant and turn to Krishna, we are telling him, my Lord, please engage me in your service. My dear Lord, I really care for you. And Krishna responds to us usually by giving us the blessings. If you wish to know more about this concept, become a seeker of blessings, we have put a New Year's message under the same heading, become a blessing seeker or seeker of blessings on the computer, on the what is called internet, and you can find there. There are tips how to where you can obtain the blessings. No, is it already there?
Yes. Yes.
It is there. Wow! Look at my team. They are excellent. These are the and what was it was four actually, the four lessons. So carve out and safeguard your time, your alone time with Krishna. Carve out and safeguard your alone time with Krishna. Some devotees I know, they put a note on their door and said, "Say, please return after 10 o'clock or so. I'm at the moment in my spiritual practice." You know, they do this, and it's very, very nice. Sometimes I know it's not possible, but in general, it is good. And my tip for you, maybe we can go back to this, be present and know that I am here. Hare Krishna. Finished! So I thank you very much. Let me wait. Let me just look at the wristwatch. It's a little bit late. Are you in a hurry? Or do you? Is there a question to the subject? It's not an attention-seeking question, but to the subject. I see Gaur Govind.
Thank you very much. The point that we think that the success of our chanting is so somewhere else, I find it very, it resonates, like a very important information for me. We are in our society and practices in the books of Srila Prabhupada very much informed that there is this message of the potency of the mechanical practice as well. There is the names carry their shakti with them. And somehow, I find myself over-relying on that. And that creates a problem. It's just, we think that even spontaneous practice follows after the mechanical practice or dutiful practice. Could you?
There is this notion that somehow or other, if you come in contact with bhakti, there is this benefit. I think this comes, in the beginning, that is absolutely true. There is even the concept of agyata sukriti. Someone really doesn't know anything, and he has what is it called? Margarine? How do we say it in English, please? Margarine? Margarine. Like Rama. In Germany, you have the Rama Magazine. Also in Croatia, also. Have you seen? I have no. Is it vegan? Is it okay or is it? Can be. Yeah, there are two types of Rama. Yeah. Anyways, I'm not bored by the company. So it's someone who is at the breakfast table, and there's all kinds of foodstuffs on the table. Some even non-veg. You know, I don't know if they eat for breakfast already, but you know. And he says, "Hand me over the Rama." Wow, he gets so much Agyata Sukriti. There's so much blessings there. But later in his life, that's for startup, you know, it's to start up his spiritual life. He needs to understand who's Rama, the real Rama, not the margarine. You know, and he needs to go into the details of who's Rama and needs to develop Krishna. So yes, in the beginning of your spiritual life, there is benefit in these mechanic practices and so on. But if you want to advance from the beginner stage with his beginning realizations to a more exalted stage, the Gita informs us, only by bhakti can I be known as I am standing before you, Krishna informs Arjuna. Arjuna, no. Only by bhakti, by devotion, and which expresses itself in devotional service, can I be known. Yeah. So yes, there is a benefit in this, but sometimes devotees say to me, why do you say we should chant with attention? Ajamil chanted the holy name Narayan, and his attention was fixed not on Krishna, on his son. And he was saved from hell. Yeah, but there's good results to be saved from hell, but that's not what spiritual life is. That is not the highest result of spiritual life. Even Ajamil, after he was saved, had to go to Haridwar and perform devotional service for the rest of the life. You know, yes, it's a start-up, but not more than a start-up.
I think that my confusion was, or sometimes I fall into that, it's going to happen like that also. It will, like mechanical practice, at one point it will make a jump to something. Yeah.
There is something like this that is kripa that is given to the undeserved. But we should not count on that as devotees. Krishna can do anything. And that hope you can also nourish, you know. But if you then count on it, where is your devotion, you know? Yeah, let me go on like this. Perhaps it drops on my head like a jackfruit in South India. They are this big, the jackfruits. Rudviki, you have seen jackfruit? On the tree? It's so big, you know, it's heavy. So sometimes the heavy mercy, big mercy, can come. But that is exceptional grace, no? But yes, let us not make the mistake, okay, now I'm very attentive and now Krishna has to come. I will tell you my favorite story. It's very brief. Once there was a disciple who asked his spiritual master, can I do anything to make God appear? No, said the guru. Just like you cannot do anything to make the sun appear, you can't do anything to make God appear. The disciple said, but why do you tell us? We have to do this sadhana, we have to do that sadhana, this we have to stop, that we have to adopt. And the guru said, just to make sure that you are not asleep when the sun appears, no? Yeah. So let us see. Here's Krishna Sakha. We have a microphone for you, Krishna Sakha Prabhu.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you for these series of lectures. They've been very enlightening. And Maharaj, you started, at the start of the class, you spoke about this concept of work now and samadhi later. And it's not that we only receive the fruits of bhakti at the end, there's a continuous process throughout. In my life, it's kind of maybe somewhat linked. I think actually, let me establish in my career, let me establish in my finances, let me establish in my ashram, and then I can surrender later. So internally, I have this mindset of potentially delaying surrender, focusing on stability first before I maybe increase my intensity. And it sort of reminded me of the point that you made at the start of the lecture. I wondered if you could maybe help to correct that mindset.
Yeah. Yeah, Krishna Sakha. There needs to be something be said in establishing ourselves and going through the regular path of life, you know, establishing ourselves, having a family, and so on. That is very much pacifying our human condition. That is, and when we are in that phase where we build up some good foundations, material foundations for our life in this world, it requires energy and time and mind, you know, thoughts. That is, I think, very permissible, or that is necessary, perhaps for most of us. There is a lot of discussion now in our movement. See, we have attracted a lot of young people to join and serve and so on, but these young people become elderly, and then there is nothing they have to fall back on, you know. That means no apartment, no income, no insurance, and so on. And is that right? You know, is that good? So there is something to be said on establishing yourself in this world. But the word here is balance, which you need to know. You are a soul in this body, and you're not just the body. Yes, you must do something for your spiritual, for your body, it means your physical situation. You must do something that your mind feels relieved and relaxed and deals with life. You live in the society with other humans. It's good to contribute to them, to this network around us. But all this needs also spiritual roots. This is the tree of life idea. You need roots also. Just like a tree has a trunk and a bark and an overarching crown with fruits, but this all will work only when the tree has roots. So I liked very much what Ghanesyam Priya presented. You should first of all become convinced that spiritual life matters to you. You should see that it is really important, not theoretical, but you should see that Krishna consciousness matters for me, and then build a big priority about it. It's so important for me, but to attain it, you should do small steps, not the big ones. And when you do small steps, you will get the taste and the strength of mind. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's recommendation about chanting is, in the beginning, a chanter should chant very attentively a very small amount of rounds. He doesn't speak about 16 rounds. A small amount of rounds, and then gradually, as his taste increases, he should increase, no? It's an interesting suggestion. Now, those of us who have made commitment, yeah, maybe someone should have told you before, but when you have made commitments, then you have to keep the commitments, in my understanding. Or talk with your guru, spiritual guide. I'm not able to keep up my commitments. Can we work out a plan how I can get there again? Okay, Krishna Saka, good. So I see Sven there. Mataji also have a question. I see Ananga Manjari. Is it? I don't. Ananga Manjari is there. But no, at first, we have done so many men now. Our Ananga Manjari is there. And Narayani is also there. Krishna Vallabha is also there. Yes, Hare Krishna. Yes, Ananga Manjari. You have to somehow press the button.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for this wonderful lecture and telling us how actually the presence of Krishna is not only in the goal in the end, but actually the whole time. I actually remembered one story that I heard from you about a person who never saw gold, and he had to go. He was instructed to go the whole way to come to the temple, which was golden. Mm-hmm. And when he returned, the whole way was golden. And I thought, how for me personally, first sadhana is to be conscious of first of all what I'm doing, and conscious of presence of Krishna, which in my life personally helped me a lot.
Yeah, wonderful. Yes. To be conscious of the presence of Krishna while doing sadhana is such a benefit. Sometimes we doubt, is Krishna really present? Does he really love me? I mean, my life is sometimes difficult. Is this really there? And yes, Krishna loves you, and you will be able to understand how this is so when you do when you come into a certain mindset. First of all, the mother. I like this example so much. The pregnant mother has a little baby under her heart, and she just loves the baby. The baby cannot yet communicate in words or in action with the mother. It's just there. Who knows what is going on spiritually, but in its initial phase, the baby is just so small, and mother just loves it. It pets her stomach, and then when the baby comes out, the baby doesn't reciprocate with the mother. It in the beginning cannot really see forms. It is there with the blurry eyes and looks. But the mother likes it, loves it. The baby, after a few months, cannot yet address the mother and say, "Thank you, your milk is fantastic." It cannot say anything and reciprocate. It just takes and takes and takes. But the mother loves the child anyways. So we are part of God, and even before we can reciprocate and engage in you know, chant His name and so on, He does love us. However, we will only experience this or know it when we try to love Krishna. There is so much wisdom in a sentence which Prabhupada once said. He said, if you try, just try to love God, you'll gradually realize how much He loves you. I remember this. I was, you know, like every normal child, my mother just gave birth to me, and then she breastfed me for a long time before I ate. It took me a long time, and then I rose, and I was not an easy child, because I had always far out ideas and desires. I would climb trees and steal things from shops, and you know, I was very active always. I didn't know that this is not good, and my mother, again. And then after, I don't know, maybe I was 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, perhaps seven or eight, I realized I have a loving mother. She took care of me since 8 years and so on. And then her Mother's Day came. I do remember this very much. In Germany, we have Mother's Day. Do you have this in other countries also? We have. So I thought, let me give back to my mother. And I somehow got money. Seven German marks and 50 penny. And I bought a huge thing with pralines. It was so much. No human being can eat so much. But my love for my mother was so much. So I brought this, the thing with, is the English word praline? Pralines, to my mother on her Mother's Day. Her first question was, who sold you this? Well, isn't it nice, pralines? And I also could eat one. And my mother said, which irresponsible grown-up person took that much money for my boy? Tell his name. It was not a he, it was a she. Ah, downstairs from the shop. So she went down, and I was going behind. He said, how could you dare to take so much money for this? He loves me. You should love him also. He's a little boy. This is not fair. Take your pralines and give me the money. Oof. So she got my mother was very influential. She got this money and gave it to me and said, never do this again. I don't need pralines from you. Okay. What to do? But I loved my mother. I could understand. She did so much. Even that was out of love. German love. So I remember I went into the garden and I just picked so many tulips. You know, like this. They were yellow. I still remember. And I brought them all. And she must have thought, what will I do with so many tulips? But she accepted them and said, wonderful, wonderful. You have given so much pleasure to my heart. You know, so I, with this example from my own life, I want to show you that yes, Krishna loves us all the way. But only when we return the love, at least try, will we realize that. Like on that day when I brought something for my mother, I realized, she loves me so much, she doesn't want me to spend money for her. Ooh, so wonderful mother. And I will find an alternative, you know, and so on. I know this is German love is different from Croatian love, you know. In Croatia, the mothers would have accepted, perhaps. I don't know. I'm just saying it sounds a little tough, but I try to understand the message. When you return, or when you try to return, then you only realize how much Krishna loves you. Perhaps he has loved you before you started to pray for him, just like the mother likes the child, before the child can even speak. But the child will only know this the moment he starts to do something in the relationship. Then he will know fully. Some little knowledge maybe before there. So therefore, I like this what Prabhupada says. Please listen, Ananga Manjari. It's very beautiful. If you try to love God, you will gradually, means step by step, realize how much he loves you. All the way. Thank you for your wonderful point and question. Mm-hmm. Good. Let us see. Yes. Yeah, now I will have to go a little faster because I feel the energy is going, okay, when is he going to stop? I need to pack my things and so on. So please ask. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for the lecture. It was a pleasure to me. In my life, I've always felt to hear that human life is meant for tapasya. And if a Brahma is tapasya, want to speak about us. And always explain you should do your service in every circumstances and no place for to be really happy in this world. You cannot be happy actually. And you should not be surprised that the bus is all the time and it's normal life here. Please say something.
Yeah, the concept tapasya, or accepting voluntarily inconvenience, is always bound or connected with spiritual life. You practice some austerities, some restraint, in order to increase your spiritual life, no? It's for that. It's not just suffering. And my dear devotees, I will tell very tapasya or this momentarily inconvenience which you take for Krishna, very powerful. It's very, very powerful. In this world, we all have there's birth, old age, disease and death. We all have to go through this. But for someone who is accepting it, some inconvenience voluntarily, the material inconvenience stop. The world looks for natura, the naturis, physis, say the Greek people. Nature or this universe looks for balance always. So someone who wants to only enjoy, he has to suffer, to balance. But someone who voluntarily takes up some suffering, no? For his spiritual life, the balance will be that he doesn't have to suffer. This is a clever way of dealing with the world. But maybe some of us have to still have a few lessons before they realize. Mm-hmm. Good. Let me just look for the last question I saw, Sudama Vipra. No, sorry, I saw Sven way before you. Is Sven still here? Yes. Did I see properly? Yes. Sven. Sorry, Sudama. I saw him lifetimes before.
Thank you very much, Maharaj. And my question is about the quantity of chanting. You said that we should place quality over quantity. And oftentimes for me it's the case that I chant some rounds and I'm able to focus, and it's maybe also some taste comes, but then my mind wanders and I lose focus, I maybe get tired and
yes.
And then I chant more and more and then I start to overcome this, and the quantity helps me to focus.
Yeah, oh wonderful.
And yeah, can you maybe talk about the relation?
Yes, yes, yes.
Quality and quantity.
Wonderful questions, Sven. Wonderful questions. I think we all have this, no? We try to chant with quality, and we can maintain it for some time. Then we become inattentive, or we need to relax what we do. But if we show up and continue chanting, it comes back again. No, this, I think all sadhakas have a similar or even the same experience. There is something to be said about showing up in your japa, just being there and doing it. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Pam. Krishna is very is really impressed because the person shows up. It's again in a relationship, showing up and being there, even though you may be very busy or this or that, is stabilizing the relationship. No, showing up in our sadhana is powerful. I know sometimes, because I have a very creative mind, it's just the thought traffic. What I then do, I still chant, and normally after five rounds I'm through that period, and it becomes tasteful. That is also there. See, in Krishna consciousness, there are many considerations. It's never black and white. It's always multi-layered, and it's a science you need to do. So yes, Sven, you're absolutely correct. But as you show up, try to increase your quality. Then you don't have to suffer so long with dry mechanic chanting. Good. My dear devotees, I can feel the... we started also late. I can really feel you... it's good time now to end. Let me just... Before I end... Honamasika against Dudashan. Didn't that, are there the sweet balls in one of the bags? And yes. I have something for you, for some of you. I will ask Rudvik. He will stand at the door in a moment, and you can collect your sweet from Rudvik Prabhu. I wish you a wonderful time. Now comes Sangamela part two, I always like to say. Apply something, even small things, small steps in your life, and expect miracles. Is there someone who needs to inform the devotees about last things they need to know? I think we have Prasadam now, right? Oh yeah, Valentina, you know everything. We have Prasadam in 20 minutes at 12:30 for you. Yes. Drive carefully. The roads may be slippery because of the cold temperature. And please pick up your suite from Rudvik. Yes, please go there already. And it was a pleasure to be with you. Just to know, let's continue, please, to have association in the year 2026. What you could do is, I highly recommend to you the Eastern Retreat with Ari Parshad. They are usually amazing, these lectures. I will also be there, but yes, both of us will be there. And why not come for Jamashtami? Did you also notice Radha Madan Mohan are special? How they are dressed? How they are so beautiful? No, Ananda Chaitanya, it's outstanding, no? And they create an atmosphere here, which is also special, you know, an atmosphere of kindness and so on. I see there, no, is it Gaurahari? No, in the back? No, there's someone, sorry. So, good. Everything is clear. Sadhu Sangha 2026, is it? Yes, Sangha Mela, we call it, part two, is coming up now, and apply the teachings which were useful for you. Not everything was perhaps relevant, but something hopefully. And stay in contact. And Hare Krishna. Oh, one thing I want to say, some of you might want to give gifts for your friends. We do have wonderful calendars with pictures of Radha Madan Mohan for the year 2026. They are available in the shop. They are available. And yeah, we have many things. You can also go to our Mahaprasadam shop. It's in the most amazing place under the staircase when you come out and take some gifts for your friends. Hare Krishna, have safe journey. Hare Bo.
Just say one thing, sorry. I want to thank the cooks very, very much, especially Matna Manchali and all others who cooked, and they are often not seen, so they are always in the bag and behind the closed doors, and it's so important that we have good prasadam for our soul nourishing and everything. And I think we make a very big thank you, Hari Bol, and
yes. The unseen heroes, the cooks, yes, Hare Krishna. Thank you for mentioning Narayani. So, Hari Bol.